Penguin Random House Audio presents The Watchmaker's Hand by Jeffrey Deaver. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. For Jerry Sussman, patriot, family man, and friend. E5CCEBD2F8013 8B22AB8C840A6C5A9277D53BCFF0C66B8033525DC8F6CBFD648. The computer algorithm hash translation of time is an illusion. Albert Einstein. Part 1. Person of Interest. Chapter 1. His gaze over the majestic panorama of Manhattan, 218 feet below, was interrupted by the alarm. He had never before heard the urgent electronic pulsing on the job. He was familiar with the sound from training, while getting his fall protection certificate, but never on shift. His level of skill and the sophistication of the million-dollar contraption beneath him were such that there had never been a reason for the high-pitched sound to fill the cab in which he sat. Scanning the 10x8-inch monitors in front of him, yes, a red light was now flashing. But at the same time, apart from the urgency of the electronics, Gary Halperin knew that this was a mistake, a sensor problem. And yes, seconds later, the light went away. The sound went away. He nudged the control to raise the 18-ton load aloft, and his thoughts returned to where they had been just a moment ago. The baby's name. While his father hoped for William and his wife's mother for Natalia, neither of those was going to happen. Perfectly fine names, but not for Peggy and him, not for their son or daughter. He'd suggested they have some fun with their parents. What they decided at last? Kierkegaard, if a boy, Bashilda, if a girl. When she first told him these, Gary had said, Bathsheba, you mean, from the Bible. No, Bashilda, my imaginary pony when I was 10. Kierkegaard and Bashilda, they would tell the parents, and then move on to another topic, quickly. What a reaction they'd... The alarm began to blare again. The light to flash. They were joined by another excited box in the monitor. The load moment indicator. The needle was tilting to the left above the words, moment imbalance. Impossible. The computer had calculated the weight of the jib in front of him, extending the length of a Boeing 777, and the weight on the jib behind. It then factored into the balance game the weight of the load in front and the weight of the concrete counterweights behind. Finally, it measured their distance from the center, where he sat in the cab of the crane. Come on, Big Blue. Really? Gary tended to talk to the machines he was operating. Some seemed to respond. This particular Baylor HT-4200 was the most talkative of them all. Today, though, she was silent, other than the warning sound. If the alarm was blaring for him, it was blaring in the supervisor's trailer, too. The radio clattered, and he heard in his headset, Gary! What? He replied into the stalk mic. Gotta be an LMI sensor problem. If there was moment 5 minutes ago, there's moment now. Nothing's changed. Wind? None. Sensor, I'm... He fell silent, feeling the tilt. Hell, he said quickly. It is a moment fault. Forward jib is 0.39 degrees down. Wait, now 0.4. Was the load creeping toward the end of the blue latticed jib on its own? Had the trolley become detached from the drive cables? Gary had never heard of that happening. He looked forward, saw nothing irregular. Now, minus 0.5. Nothing is more regulated and inspected on a construction site than the stability of a tower crane, especially one that soars this high into the sky and has within its perimeter a half dozen structures and hundreds, perhaps thousands, of human souls. Meticulous calculations are made of the load. In this case, 36,000 pounds of 6x4-inch flange beams, and the counterweights, the rectangular blocks of cement, to make sure this particular crane can lift and swing the payload. Once that's signed off on, the info goes into the computer and the magic balance is maintained, moving the counterweights behind him back and forth ever so slightly to keep the needle at zero. Moment. minus 0.51. He looked back at the counterweights. This was instinctive. He didn't know what he might see. Nothing was visible. Minus 0.52. The blaring continued. Minus 0.54. He shut the alarm switch off. The accompanying indicator flashed, warning, and the moment imbalance messages continued. Minus 0.55. The super said,
"We've hit diagnostics and don't see a sensor issue." "Forget sensors," Gary said. "We're tilting."
Minus 0.58.
"I'm going to manual."
He shut off the controller. He'd been riding tower cranes for the past 15 years, since he signed up with Moynihan Construction, after his stint as an engineer in the Army. Digital controls made the job easier and safer, but he'd cut his teeth operating towers by hand, using charts and graphs and a pad attached to his thigh for calculations, and of course, a needle balance indicator to get the moment just right. He now tugged on the joystick to draw the load trolley closer to center. Then switching to the counterweight control, he moved those away from the tower. His eyes were fixed on the LMI, which still indicated moment imbalance forward. He moved the weights, totaling 100 tons, farther back. This had to achieve moment. It was impossible for it not to. But it did not. Back to the front jib. He cranked the trolley closer to him. The flanges swung. He'd moved more quickly than he'd meant to. He was looking at his coffee cup. The chair, padded, comfortable, did not come factory equipped with a cup holder. But Gary, an aficionado of any and all brews, had mounted one on the wall, far away from the electronics, of course. The brown liquid was level. The cup was not. Another glance at the LMI indicator. A full minus 2% down in the front. He worked the trolley control and brought the load of flanges closer yet. Ah, yes, that did it. The alarm light went out as the balance indicator now moved slowly back to minus 0.5, and then 0, then 1, and kept rising. This was because the counterweights were so far back. Gary now reeled them in until they were as far forward as they could go. It brought the LMI needle to 1.2. This was normal. Cranes are made to lean backward slightly when there is no weight of a load on the front jib, which should, at rest, be about 1 degree. The main stability comes from the massive concrete base. That's what holds it upright when there's no balancing act going on.
"Got it, Danny," he radioed. "Stable, but I'll need maintenance. Got to be some counterweight issue. Okay, I think Will's off break."
Gary sat back and sipped his coffee, replaced the cup, listened to the wind. It would be some minutes before the mechanic arrived. To get to the cab from the ground, there was one way and one way only. You climbed the mast. But the cab was 22 stories above the ground, which meant at least one, maybe 2 5-minute rest stops on the way up. Guys on the site sometimes thought if you were a crane operator, you were in lousy shape, sitting on your ass all day long. They forgot about the climb. With no load to deliver, no hook block to steer carefully to the ground, he could sit back and enjoy the indescribable view. If Gary wanted, he could put a name to what he was looking at. The five boroughs of the city, a huge parcel of New Jersey, a thin band of Westchester, one of Long Island, too. But he wasn't interested in GPS information. He was thrilled by the browns and grays and greens and white clouds and the endless blue, every shade far richer and bolder than when viewed by landlocked pedestrians below. From a young age, Gary had known he wanted to build skyscrapers. That's what he had made with his Legos. That's what he had begged his parents to take him to visit, even when his mother and father blanched at the idea of standing on observation decks. He only liked the open ones.
"You know," his father had said, "sometimes people go crazy and throw themselves off the edge of high places. The fear takes them."
Nah, probably not. There was nothing to fear from heights. The higher he got, the calmer he became. Whether it was rock climbing, mountaineering, or building skyscrapers, heights comforted him. He was, he told Peggy, in heaven when he was far, far above ground. Back to baby names. Kierkegaard. Bashilda. What would they really pick? Neither wanted a junior, and they didn't want any names currently in vogue, which you could find easily in the tiny booklets on the Gristidi's checkout lane. He reached for his coffee cup.
No.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?